Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 253 of Beyond the Supernatural, the page that dares to ask, how evil is cannibalism anyway? Are we all being very judgy about cannibalism? Ultimately, have we been unfair to this point, calling people monsters, well, calling monsters monsters, just because they indulge in a little bit of human flesh from time to time? I think it's the position of this game that cannibalism, much of the time, is more self-centered than evil, and the development of that statement is fucking bonkers. We're in the monsters section, and we're talking about the classic human-eating monster, the ghoul. The grave ghoul, to be specific. Not to be confused with the dimensional ghoul, described earlier, that wanders the dimensions looking for corpses in strip clubs, because presumably it has never heard of a morgue. The grave ghoul is more like the classic ghoul. Quote, "Grave-robbing demons who eat the flesh of the dead are known as ghouls, and have appeared in the legends of all people around the world. They are ugly, human-sized creatures who resemble walking skeletal corpses. Grave ghouls are unaffiliated with any specific demonic realm or race, and see other types of ghouls and scavengers as rivals to trick and rob." This is all on page 252, by the way. That's where the introduction to the grave ghoul is. We then get a little rundown of grave ghoul behavior. Quote, "Grave ghouls seldom stray far from a ley line or comfortable hiding place, and unlike the other scavengers, are a cowardly lot who simply wish to be left alone to dine on the remains of the dead. Sounds pretty reasonable to me." Quote, "When discovered, they hiss and growl menacingly, and even throw bones or a skull." It goes on to say that if you interrupt a grave ghoul in their lair, while they're at home, while they're trying to relax and eat a corpse in their private home, that they'll largely try to run away. Quote, "Grave ghouls fight only when cornered and when they outnumber an opponent by at least 3-1. A single ghoul might attack a child under the age of 14, but would do so only out of spite or anger, and then only do enough to chase the kid away. So sure, they might attack a 13-year-old, but only out of spite, only out of a little harmless anger, and because the child is too small to defend itself." It also says that, quote, "Grave ghouls hate, quote, fresh flesh, so they never actively engage in murder or mutilate any corpse less than a few months old. They don't murder, because it tastes bad." It goes on to say that ghouls usually travel in a pack, but even when there's a bunch of them, they're very cowardly. Quote, "However, if an individual or group of humans exhibits genuine terror and flees screaming, the grave ghouls will give chase, hooting and howling, just for the malicious fun of it. Even then, they rarely make a concerted effort to actually catch the individual, for fear that he might fight back and hurt one of them." So once again, really a victimless crime. If 8 grave ghouls chase you around, howling and threatening you, it's because you seemed scared. So if you think about it, it's like your fault, and they only do it for the pleasure of instilling terror. They're not going to actually kill you because, once again, you taste bad. This is almost the sum of the description of ghouls' moral behavior in this entry. And after reading it, I was surprised to find that under alignments, it says that 50% of ghouls are anarchists. That is not an evil alignment. That is a selfish alignment. It's on the table for player characters, and you might consider it based on this entry, because if this entry is to be believed, anarchist is a very forgiving alignment. The way the anarchist alignment is described way back on page 140 conveys something more like sort of a swashbuckling pirate to me. Quote, "This type of character likes to indulge himself in everything. He is the insurgent, con artist, gambler, and uncommitted freebooter who adventures because he enjoys the thrill, fame, and fortune it brings, rather than for any cause like defending humanity. This character will at least consider doing anything if the price is right or the challenge is alluring enough." Now, I grant you, it does say there, likes to indulge himself in everything. It doesn't say everything except human flesh. It says everything. So, we should have seen this coming, I guess. Quote, "Laws and rules infringe on personal freedom and were meant to be broken. He will not hesitate at using strong-arm techniques, breaking and entering, theft, harassment, destruction of private property, and so on. These characters are usually the daring anti-heroes who feel the end justifies the means." So I guess that's what they were thinking of when they did the part about how a ghoul is cowardly but might chase like a 10 to 13-year-old around, but only out of spite. Obviously, normally attacking a 10 or a 13-year-old would be beyond the pale, but I guess for the ghoul, the spite justifies the means. The spite and anger. I think we've all been in that emotional state. I shouldn't treat this person this way. But on the other hand, I am angry about something unrelated, so fuck it. Sometimes you're having a hard day, but you're better off than a ghoul. A ghoul is always having a hard day. They're hideous, and they live at the graveyard, and they eat rotting human flesh. Naturally, they're testy. And so, if a 10 or 11, 12, 13-year-old comes up to them, bugging them, asking a lot of questions, trying to sell chocolate bars for their school music program or whatever, then sure, you yell at them. You chase them for a while. You may throw things. You're not going to kill them. You're not going to eat them. I mean, if they were to trip and fall, and then you were to come back a couple days later, and they were still there, and they were starting to taste better, then you might eat them then. But at that point, that's on the groundskeepers, right? That's their responsibility. This should have been cleaned up on the day, in the moment. Yeah, if you're a kid and you try to sell chocolate to me, I'm going to fucking chase you. I think that's the ghoul's position on it. And per this game, that is not evil. That is, like, selfish. It's sort of like a roguish ne'er-do-well thing to do. There's also a list of, like, wills and won'ts, do's and don'ts for the anarchist character. And I'll be honest with you, I think these legit match the ghoul. And that's not really a problem with the ghoul. That's a problem with the anarchist alignment, which is meant to be, like, the very selfish character, but actually describes an extremely dangerous person without a conscience, which is, in a certain sense, why it's, like, the perfect getting away with something alignment. It is very much the chaotic neutral of Palladium. It's like, I'm not evil. I'll just do anything to anyone at any time to get what I want, but not in, like, a bad way. I'm a monster, but not enough of a monster that a paladin can smite me. That's really what I'm going for. It says, an anarchist character, therefore like half of Grave Ghouls, will, one, keep his word, but only if it suits or pleases him. In other words, won't keep his word. Like, I don't know why they took the long way around the barn on that one, but if you say you're going to do something, you might. Makes no difference that you said you would, really. Two, lie and cheat if he feels it necessary. Three, not be likely to kill an unarmed foe, but certainly will knock out, attack, or beat up one. So probably wouldn't kill a defenseless person. That's some kind of scruple. That's not the vibe I get from the ghouls, honestly. I think they prefer to attack people who are defenseless, but the reason they don't kill is for culinary reasons. So on balance, sure, anarchist, I get it. Four, never kill an innocent, although his rash or self-serving actions may injure or kill bystanders by accident. This is really one of the only glimmers of moral scruples in the anarchist alignment that would justify them not being evil. And with the ghoul, I find this, once again, very hard to evaluate because they only eat corpses and they don't kill people. Not for moral reasons, but just because they don't like to, right? Just because people don't taste good when they're freshly killed. So given that you don't kill anybody, I mean, I guess by extension, that means you don't kill innocents. I mean, you don't kill the guilty either. I guess the ghoul gets in here on a technicality, just as you would if you were like a regular mortal coward. Like if you had no moral scruples at all, but were just too much of a punk to kill anybody, too afraid of going to jail or getting found out or whatever, or just like couldn't handle the pressure of trying to pull off a murder, I guess that makes you anarchist. I guess you cease to be evil. That's the level of resolution we're talking about on alignment. Number five, use torture to extract information, but not likely to do so for pleasure. These ghouls sure seem like they would torture somebody for fun, but then it just says not likely. It's not out of the question. Per the morality of Palladium games, people who sometimes torture for fun aren't necessarily evil. They might just be a little bit immature, you know? Like, I think we all had those times in our 20s when we hadn't really gotten our heads out of our asses yet and started to understand other people's feelings, and we may have thrown some people in the Iron Maiden. Six, seldom kill for pleasure. Once again, never kills, meeting the qualifications here. Seven, not be likely to help someone without some ulterior motive, even if it's only to show off. Once again, boils down to, you might help if you feel like it. Eight, rarely work within the law unless it serves his purposes. Sounds right. Nine, constantly break the law to achieve his goals. Again, 2 points we could have condensed into, you don't give a fuck what the law is. Speaking of which, here it comes again. Number 10, have little respect for authority, the law, or self-discipline. Yeah, I mean, they're ghouls. They live in the graveyard. They eat human flesh. And if they got a ticket for it, I don't think they would meet their court date. 11, not work well within groups, tends to do as he pleases, despite orders to the contrary. I don't know, seems like the ghouls work together pretty well to me. You got a group of maybe 8 of them, all unified, like if you mess with one ghoul, you mess with all of us, we'll chase you around. Long-term living situation seems pretty stable, packs of ghouls live together. The flesh-eating demon in this scenario might actually be more moral and conscientious than this alignment envisions. 12, take dirty money without hesitation. 13, possibly betray a friend. Once again, I don't see a ton of evidence of ghouls betraying one another, but yeah, importantly, there's nothing here about the desecration of corpses. There's nothing here about eating rotting human flesh. There's nothing here about harassing people for fun. As we've had occasion to note before, You've got to be very evil to get classified as evil in the Palladium Alignment system, and grave ghouls are a great example of that. When you've got a crowd of shameless cowards living in a graveyard, consuming the rotting flesh of corpses and chasing kids around, and the Alignment considers them merely self-centered, you may need to recalibrate your moral compass. But none of that is the dumbest thing on this page. It's what I wanted to talk about today. The dumbest thing is a tiny little detail that I think will hit harder after having discussed these selfish, spineless fucking cowards, the grave ghouls. There's a detail about them. It says, quote, "When discovered, they hiss and growl menacingly, and even throw bones or a skull." So this is like if you find their lair, they don't tend to want to have a full-on battle with you, but they're going to throw bones or a skull at you to try to scare you off, get you to go away. That detail is very funny to me in light of, quote, "limited invulnerability, special, colon, grave ghouls are impervious to heat, cold, poison, drugs, gases, spoiled food, disease, and most man-made weapons, bullets, and physical weapons." So like guns, bats, knives, all the usual things an investigator would use, don't hurt a ghoul. Despite their cowardice, they're very hard to bring down in a physical fight. However, under vulnerabilities, it says, quote, "fire and weapons made of bone inflict double damage." So I love the idea that if you've got 8 cowardly fucking ghouls hanging out in a crypt or under a bridge or whatever, and some paranormal investigators show up, these stinking, wretched, cowardly ghouls are going to start throwing the bones that they keep laying around the place at the paranormal investigator, like, ah, get out of here, just trying to scare them off. In many cases, those paranormal investigators will be walking in with firearms, with martial arts training, with stakes and knives and clubs, and no means of actually hurting any of these ghouls. But let somebody pick up one of these bones the ghouls have just thrown. Let somebody throw a skull back at the ghouls in the crypt, and they're gonna fucking scatter, because this is like kryptonite to them. It's just gonna be a cacophony of hissing, like, oh shit, why do we keep throwing bones at them? Why do they even keep bones around? I guess maybe it's just what's left over after they eat a corpse, and so leaving bones lying around all over the place is like the ghoul equivalent of just leaving stacks of dishes all over the kitchen, which seems in character. And maybe that's like a fitting karmic punishment for these not quite evil beings. They're not evil just because they eat corpses. They're not evil. They're just shitheads. They're just lazy, cowardly shitheads. And so it is God's curse upon them that they eat corpses, but the bones that are left over, which they leave strewn all over the place because they're too lazy to throw them away, are their kryptonite and will result in their demise. After spending an episode describing their behavior and their motivation, I at least feel it would be appropriate if a grave ghoul essentially died of not doing the dishes. Join me next time as we turn to our penultimate monster, presented with characteristic Palladium subtlety, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.